I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. What the hell is today? Happy Tuesday night to you. It's good to be back. It's good to be hanging with you. Thank you to everybody who's locked into the show. I'm going to be here with you hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, you can lock in. 158 is the station, is the channel. And if you got a smart speaker, you can use that too. It's simple. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We got a busy 4 hours in front of you. As I enter here into the studio, I see the Los Angeles Lakers. They just lost a close one to the Dallas Mavericks after they won that NBA in-season tournament on Saturday night. The Lakers go down 127-125. And every time I looked up, LeBron James was bouncing off of another human being on the way to the basket. 33 points for him, 37 points for Anthony Davis. Luka Doncic, 33 points, 17 assists, 6 rebounds. Even Dante Exum had 26 points. There's no defense in the NBA. Numbers and stats for everybody. And speaking of somebody getting stats, Bradley Beal is supposed to play basketball tonight against the Warriors, teaming up with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. As of right now, I guess. We'll see if all three guys are actually healthy. We'll talk about all that basketball stuff later on in the show. Obviously, a big NFL weekend. We had two Monday Night Football games last night. One, the Miami Dolphins, they end up losing to Tennessee. You're worried about what's going on with Tyreek Hill. Everybody is real hyped right now on Tommy DeVito of the New York Giants. We're going to get into him. And then in a few minutes, we'll talk about Justin Herbert. The terrible news about the rest of his season. Juan Soto introduced by the New York Yankees today. Zion Williamson. Man, what a roller coaster ride that this guy goes on. Last night was good. Today, not so good. And so I have no idea what's going on with Zion. But is he unfairly being targeted right now by some basketball pundits? It's just wild stuff going on. Shohei Ohtani signs over the weekend. So, look, there was a lot that I missed, not able to join y'all last night, feeling under the weather. But I'm happy to be back here right now. And if you want to talk to me, you can do so. The phone number works. It should still work. I know it does. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me on the internet. That's where I exist. That's where I got started, this JR Sport Brief thing. I am at JR Sport Brief on X or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. So I am there if you are an anonymous person who likes to waste your time arguing with strangers. No stranger here joining me. He is our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Dave, how are you, man?
I'm doing really well, JR. It is great to have you back, my friend. Glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I also cannot forget that later on in the show, we're going to have a conversation with offensive lineman protecting Kyler Murray. His name is Kelvin Beachum. He's going to come through and tell us, A, about what the hell is going on with the Cardinals and Kyler Murray, and then B, it is the holiday season. Kelvin has always done an excellent job giving back, and so we will hear from Kelvin later on in the show as well to figure out and see what is going on in his world. But I got to get this the hell up on out the way, and we just mentioned it, or I mentioned it a few seconds ago, a few minutes ago. We got another quarterback who's gone down here in the NFL. Another QB, unfortunately, has gone out and bitten the dust. And I know it's the end of the season, and so these type of injuries, they may put you out for good because there's less inventory to cover. But Justin Herbert is the latest QB to go down. He, with a broken bone in his throwing hand. It appears that his index finger on his right hand is broken, and we will not see Justin Herbert for the rest of the year. He now joins Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, who there are some rumors that he'll be back before Christmas, Kenny Pickett with that high ankle sprain, Joe Burrow running around with his arm and his hand in a sling and a cast, Anthony Richardson blowing up his shoulder, Daniel Jones. Don't ask Daniel Jones about nothing. I think he's afraid of Tommy DeVito right now. Kirk Cousins. And that doesn't even count in some of the other recent injuries where you just go, did Derek Carr, did he make it through concussion protocol? Did Geno Smith, can he actually go out there and play with a busted up groin? Or is he still tripping over people? And so this stinks. We know that the Chargers, well, quite frankly, they stink as well. The Chargers got a record of 5-8. They just lost to Denver on Sunday, 24-7. They have lost 4 out of their last 5 games, and the biggest loss is Justin Herbert. After they got their ass whooped 24-7, Brandon Staley, someone who has been, he's been aggressive in defending himself just all season long. Well, he was asked about Justin Herbert after the game, and let's just take a listen to what he had to say.
Brandon, do you have an update on Justin?
Yeah, Daniel, Justin has a right index fracture.
And prognosis for the rest of the season?
To be determined. He wasn't able to come back in the game. We'll know a lot more in the next few days.
Well, it's the next few days, and he's done. There's no more Justin Herbert. That was Sunday. This is Tuesday. They know he's done. And the last time Justin Herbert spoke to the media was after that game as well. He described what the hell went on with his hand. And then he said, yeah, I'm used to playing. But my team, my guys, well, we got confidence in my backup, Easton Stick.
We're taking it 1 week at a time. You know, obviously not the result that we want today, but we're going to know more as the week goes on, and whether I can play or whether I can't, I know the team has full faith in Easton Stick, and I thought they battled today, so we're looking forward to the next matchup.
No, well, he's going to be watching the next matchup just like me. That's the unfortunate part, because since Justin Herbert came into the NFL in 2020, the 6th overall pick, this man has made 62 consecutive regular season starts. You might know Tua Tagovailoa. He came in and, well, he came in hurt. Last year, he's hurt. There were conversations about his brain, unfortunately, rattle around in his head too much. And Justin Herbert has been the opposite. Justin Herbert has been all reliable. Justin Herbert, over the past 4 seasons, of which he has been an NFL quarterback, has thrown for more yards than anybody at the start of their career than anybody else who's ever thrown a football. That includes some guy named Dan Marino. Now, unfortunately for Justin Herbert, Chargers suck. That's it. I can't put it in any other way. Somehow, some way, they always find a way to blow a game. Yes. Yes. Beating the Jacksonville Jaguars is the top of the list. They were winning against the Jaguars, and then you might recall, they lost 31-30 after having like a 27-point lead. They led 27-7. The Chargers can't get out of their own way. It doesn't matter what names they have on defense or who's available. They always find a way to choke things away at the end. And so unfortunately here, Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley, they can scream until the cows come home or whatever the stupid animal on the farm you wait to come back. They can just scream forever. That's not going to change anything here with the Chargers, because the reality is y'all are 5-8 with Justin Herbert. I'm supposed to believe that Easton Stick is going to turn things around? Keenan Allen was even going, oh, yeah, we believe in Easton Stick. But Justin Herbert is our guy. And I love it. I mean, if you're a part of the team, if you're a part of the organization, if you are Brandon Staley, if you play for the Chargers, if you work for the Chargers, what the hell else are you going to say? Easton Stick means that our season is done? The Chargers season was done with Justin Herbert. Despite this man throwing for 3,100 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions, they lost 4 out of their last 5 games. On Thursday Night Football, I know we lament the fact that there's so much garbage that we're shown. Get ready for this one. The Chargers are going to be in action this Thursday in Las Vegas. You can't make some of this stuff up. You really can't. Justin Herbert gets hurt. I don't want to say right on time. There's no perfect time to break your damn finger. But we're not going to see him in action on Thursday. And instead, Easton Stick is going to throw the rock around from North Dakota State. He is 28 years old. He was selected in 2019 in the 5th round. Easton Stick, before he had to come on in relief of Justin Herbert against the Broncos on Sunday, this man has thrown one pass in the NFL back in 2020. One pass, 4-yard completion, and Easton Stick is supposed to lead the way the rest of the way. Who the hell are we fooling? Nobody. Congratulations to the Chargers. They can say whatever the hell that they want, but let's be real here. The season is ending a little bit earlier than normal. The season is ending without a playoff embarrassment. The season is ending without even making the playoffs. Go ahead, put a fork in the Chargers. They're done. My apologies to the fans who still love the Chargers down in San Diego. My apologies to the fans, I guess the 5 of them, who love the Chargers up in Los Angeles. Maybe at some point, one day, Justin Herbert will be healthy, which he has been. Maybe he'll have a decent coach with a decent roster around him who doesn't choke. So this dude who throws the rock around can at least, earn his check. Not too bad. 5-year, $262 million extension through 2029. Justin Herbert might have a busted up finger, but at least he is getting paid. Yeah. $220 million in guarantees. I wouldn't worry about them too much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know Shohei Ohtani, he don't got to worry about money. Now or into the future, it seems like for the next 25 years, Shohei Ohtani is set. Juan Soto met with the media today. He ain't worried about money because he knows Scott Boras is going to get him a deal. Zion Williamson, he might be fat, but he ain't worried about money unless he gets so fat that he, you know, ends up voiding his contract. Mike McDaniel, he ain't worried about money. Coaches live good. We're going to talk about all of the individuals that I just mentioned. And then I guess Bradley Beal is actually going to show up and play basketball. Kelvin Beachum is going to join us from the Cardinals. We got a lot to do. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting warmed up. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know if he's at the place of life where he ain't worried about money anymore, because he only makes $44,000 a game. He's not in Justin Herbert's territory. He's an Italian young man from New Jersey, and he is now the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. Yes, we're going to talk about Tommy DeVito and his wonderful family. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, so nice to be back. Anyway, we open up the show talking about some unfortunate news that came down the pipe earlier today, and that's that Justin Herbert is done for the year. Well, that just puts a stamp on what was already pretty much a known fact, is that the Chargers were already done for the year, and now we can just preemptively say they're really, really done for the year. Justin Herbert breaking the finger on his right hand, index finger, and so now we can just kind of quit on the Chargers, unless Easton Stick all of a sudden becomes the next coming. But here's the deal. We know this already. Justin Herbert is the guy for the future. They gave him a $260 million contract. Ain't nobody thinking about Easton Stick. Good luck. I hope he has a decent showing, and maybe he can stick around as the backup for next year, or maybe be considered for another job somewhere across the NFL. Good luck to the Chargers. My apologies to their fan base who just continually gets punched in the face. It just really sucks. So Justin Herbert joins a lot of other quarterbacks just being cooked for the season, like Deshaun Watson and Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones. And speaking of Daniel Jones, how the hell is Daniel Jones feeling right now? Sitting at home trying to get his right knee together. Yeah, the one where he tore the ACL. This is the same Daniel Jones who earlier in the season had another neck issue. By the way, a couple of seasons ago, he was dealing with herniated discs and was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Yeah, this is that Daniel Jones. This is also the Daniel Jones that the New York Giants decided to give a $160 million contract to for 4 years. They're paying him $40 million a season. Especially and pretty much because the New York Giants went to the postseason last year and they actually won a game. And so, yes, Daniel Jones was rewarded. The guy who was not selected by the current general manager and Joe Shane, the man selected number 6 overall in 2019, he's on the sidelines. The New York Giants have been ass until this guy, some guy named Tommy DeVito, showed up. I had no idea who the hell Tommy DeVito was until about a month ago. This is a Tommy DeVito who they had to basically pull off of the practice squad. This is a Tommy DeVito. Hey, Shep, what is this thing called? He went to where? Shepherd University? Is that where Tommy DeVito went? Am I making that up?
Think like Syracuse, right? Illinois?
Who went to Shepherd? Some guy went to Shepherd, right?
It might have been Browning.
We may
The problem is there's too many backups playing this year, so it's tough to keep track.
Yeah, so Browning from Cincinnati went to Shepherd,
right?
And DeVito, of course, he went to Syracuse because he's right. A New York guy.
Well, he's in our neck of the woods. He's Don Bosco too, I believe.
He is as New York and New Jersey as it gets, and so Tommy DeVito bursts onto the scene here, replacing Daniel Jones, and all of a sudden the New York Giants now have a record of 5-8. There are faint sounds and noises about Tommy DeVito leading the Giants to the playoffs. Let's slow down. And last night, Monday Night Football, he helped the Giants beat Green Bay 24-22. Tommy DeVito, he's started 4 games. This man has thrown for like 850 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions, okay? When Daniel Jones played, he had 6 interceptions and 2 touchdowns. Tommy DeVito is becoming like a cult hero in the NFL. Forget the NFL. Tommy DeVito is becoming a cult hero in the New York metropolitan area. You've heard the story by now. Man lives 10 minutes away from Giants Stadium, is staying with his parents. No, he doesn't have Justin Herbert's $250 million contract. He's making $44,000 a game. And by the way, if the New York Giants wanted to cut Tommy DeVito tomorrow, they don't owe him a damn thing. This guy is playing on a whim right now, and he knows at any moment, at any day, at any second, at any hour, this could all come to an end. It's like a Disney movie. This is like a Disney story. I mean, even after, after the game, Tommy DeVito talked about standing next to his head coach, Brian Daboll, during the game-winning kick that Randy Bullock made. Thank God he made it, because if he didn't, he'd been hung from MetLife Stadium. But it's all a love affair. Tommy DeVito and Daboll, they love each other. Listen to DeVito.
I was standing next to Dave's. We were at first, I don't know if you wanted me saying this, but at first he wasn't going to look. And then he was like, I'm going to look. I was like, all right. So we stood right next to each other, and it was just, as soon as we saw it going, just pure excitement. I grabbed him, hugged him, told him I loved him, and celebrated with my teammates.
Aw, that's sweet. Everything is a love affair. Even during the broadcast, his agent pregame popped up on the screen next to Tommy DeVito, and everybody said, who the hell is this guy? He looked like he did. He looked like he came out of Goodfellas. He had the black turtleneck and a black pinstripe suit and the black fedora, the gold chain. The man was decked out. And his name is Sean Stellato. He's been an agent in the NFL for years now. He's actually being honored at some event in Chicago on Saturday. And, of course, Tommy DeVito, I mean, his dad is in the stands, and him and Sean Stellato, they're kissing each other on the cheek. The family is eating this up. The agent, Sean Stellato, he was with Kay Adams on Up and Adams, and then she asked him, like, the question that everybody wants to know, like, what the hell is going on? I mean, if Tommy DeVito keeps playing like this, like, what happens to Daniel Jones? Listen to his agent.
Sean, what's your dream for Tommy DeVito? Can he win this job?
Yeah, my dream is for him to be the starting quarterback and get a long-term deal with the New York Giants. I have no doubt he can win this job. He's won the locker room. The coaches are believing. The faith of the fans think he's the second coming of, the Sopranos back at 20-something years ago. Just in terms of that aura and that passion and that blue-collar underdog approach, because he relates to that fan base. So I think he can win that job. I have no doubt about it. I mean, Daniel Jones is a hell of a quarterback too. So got to just continue to take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time. But I know he's ready for any challenge that's going to come his way. He's prepared his entire life. Don't forget, this is a kid that went up against Tua and Trevor Lawrence at the Open out in Oregon and was the MVP of that camp.
But the New York Giants organization, they don't want to hear this guy. They don't want this man saying a damn word. Yo, it's nice he threw Daniel Jones a bone at the end. He's like, oh, yeah, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. But my guy relates to the fan base. Well, yeah, he's a hometown dude. Yeah, why not, right? The New York Giants don't want to hear this, man. They don't want this dude bigging up and starting controversy. They just gave Daniel Jones $40 million a year. And you got Tommy DeVito out here winning games. And yes, it's early. It's ridiculously early. We don't know what the rest of the season is going to look like for the Giants, but I'll tell you this much. I'd be shocked as hell if they make the playoffs. I don't expect it. And by the time we get into the offseason, I'm going to expect Daniel Jones to be ready. You're going to pay this guy $40 million? You better give him a chance to go out there. And so I told you the Giants don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear the DeVito talk because it's so early. Makes no sense, right? He's their option. He's playing right now, and he'll play the rest of the season until he sucks or he gets hurt. And so Brian Daboll, man, he sat down on his press conference today, and he was asked the inevitable about some guy named Tom Brady who came out of nowhere to have a magical run. And Brian Daboll was just like, nah, bruh, don't even start. Listen to this.
Brian, I know this is probably gonna make you cringe a little bit, and I want to say that I'm not comparing Tommy to the greatest quarterback of all time, but you were on the staff in New England when the 199th pick came out of nowhere and took over the team. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we're four games in. I know. I do appreciate the question, but
here's what I wanted to ask you, Brian.
Yeah, Brian Daboll is like, nah. Four games, give me a break. Let me know when Tommy DeVito wins, I don't know, seven championships, and then come talk to me about it. Good story, great story. Listen, for someone like me who gets paid to talk, I want the controversy. I do. I don't think it's warranted right now. Not at all. Come on. Let's have this conversation, I don't know, in July. Maybe Daniel Jones won't be ready. Maybe DeVito will be lighting it up. I'll wait for it. I'm a patient guy. But for right now, let's go ahead and enjoy Tommy DeVito. New Jersey's own, stays at home. His mom is probably washing his underwear right now. And this man is on a magic carpet ride. He's probably eating dinner. He's probably asleep by now, getting ready to go to the practice facility in the morning. The New York Giants will be in action next in New Orleans against the Saints. Let me tell you something. I know the Saints, they're pretty right now, right? They have to smack the Panthers in order to actually win a football game. It gets rowdy in there. That's actually one of my favorite places to watch a football game, down at the Superdome. It is a party. It is loud and rambunctious, unlike anything that you will see or witness. It's fun. It's New Orleans. If Tommy DeVito goes into New Orleans and beats the Saints in that atmosphere, I'm going to give him even more props. They should give his family a sitcom. The DeVitos take over, I don't know, the Giants. We need cameras following them around in New Orleans. I'd sign up for it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Kelly calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the Chargers, talking about Tommy DeVito, not Danny DeVito. What are we talking about?
You called me. What do you want to talk about? I didn't call you.
Well, we were talking to another person on Kane Broward was talking about the Chargers and how they wanted to hire a new coach, maybe send a lot of picks, players over to the Niners, Shanahan, whoever, and Bill Belichick wasn't even on the list. And I know somebody who worked for the San Diego Chargers for 11 years. He was an NFL scout for the Chargers for 11 years. You want to fix the Chargers? You got to get rid of the front office. This guy that I worked together with, we're both coaches at my old high school. He's the head coach. This guy tells me after 11 years working for the Chargers, it's so horrendous how bad the front office, how they do things up there compared to all the other teams in the NFL. Even you look at the Commanders. It's worse. In LA.
Well, I think it's a nice thing for everybody with the Commanders. And thank you, Kelly, for calling from Cali. We've certainly heard about this with the Spanos family, just kind of fighting. And so if you want to take a look at where things really stink, well, the fish rots from the head. And, I mean, whether or not you want to go ahead and look at the GM or you want to look at the coaches who they've had, you went from Anthony Lynn and now Staley, they can't get out of their own way. And it's unfortunate for the fan base. But You know, how much of the fan base is in Los Angeles and how much of the fan base is still actually in San Diego? And so I feel worse. I feel bad for the fans. They're the ones that you should feel bad for. 855-212-4CBS. Steve, he's in San Diego. He knows. Go ahead, Steve. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. Appreciate the show. Listen to you every night on my ride home. So, anyway, regarding Kelly's statement, Dean Spanos is the worst owner in the NFL, and Alex Spanos must be turning over in his grave. But I wanted to just hear your take on Shohei's $700 million contract. Is he a great ball player? Yes. Is he worth $700 million? No. Have a great night. Thanks again, JR. And a shout out to Shep.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for calling from. What do I feel about Shohei Ohtani? How do I feel about Shohei Ohtani? If you can wait about an hour to 90 minutes, I'm going to really get into Shohei Ohtani. I give you a teaser, though. I ain't mad at they paying him $700 million. Who am I to say what Shohei Ohtani's worth? We're going to get into it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We know how much money Shohei Ohtani's going to make. In the long term, we have no idea what Juan Soto is going to make. So we'll talk about Shohei Ohtani. When we come back from break, let's actually talk about a dude who's on a team right now, who's actually spoken up. It's Juan Soto, introduced today by the New York Yankees. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to more of your calls as well, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you. I love you back. It's as simple as that. I love you back. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I was asked about Shohei Ohtani, his $700 million deal that he signed with the Angels, or excuse me, that he signed with the Dodgers. We know that a lot of that is going to be deferred. He's going to be making $2 million per year. They're going to be paying him basically for the next damn 20 years. Good for him. Must be nice to hit and then also pitch. We'll get into Shohei Ohtani, let's say, in about an hour from now. But before we do that, let's actually talk about someone who was introduced by his new team via Zoom, I guess because his ass is on vacation somewhere, I guess. And it's Juan Soto, the man who's going to wear number 22 for the New York Yankees this upcoming season. And we have no idea how much longer he's going to wear that number 22 for the New York Yankees. Because at the end of the 2024 season, Juan Soto, the man who powered the Nationals to a championship back in 2019, Juan Soto is going to be a free agent. Juan Soto just got traded from the Padres to the New York Yankees because the Padres are a mess. And now they don't know if he's going to be sticking around. His agent is Scott Boras. Scott Boras typically doesn't have his clients out here signing contract extensions before they reach free agency. He wants to have a bidding war. And so Juan Soto, talking to the media today, of course, one of the first questions he was asked was, hey, dude, what the hell are you going to do about free agency? Are you going to sign a contract extension? And Juan Soto's like, man, listen, I'm worried about baseball right now. And I'll let somebody else, Boras, worry about the contract.
My priorities right now is just get to know the team, get to know the guys, right? Really. For me, I going to the team, to New York, to Tampa, whatever, whatever I'm going to meet those guys and try to get a real good relationship and try to really stick together, get to know those guys and push and try to get the same goal as they want. You know, that's what my main thing is right now. About any contract and stuff, they know who, where to call and who to talk to. I'm here just to play baseball and try to keep concentrated to play baseball.
Yeah, we know who to call. Brian Cashman can call Scott Boras, and I'm sure Brian Cashman hasn't even done so yet because he's like, hey, this is a waste of time. Maybe if he has, he's just like, oh, well, we'll talk about it later. Is he going to stay with the Yankees past this season? I have no idea. Typically, I would say that the player hires and has the agent working for him, not the other way around. But let's see what deals and contracts are out there. I mean, if Shohei Ohtani's making $700, and if we got to think about that on an annual basis, forget how much money he's having deferred, you got Aaron Judge in the $40 million range. Juan Soto is going to be making $33 million approximately because this is his final year of arbitration. So if he's making $33 million and Juan Soto is 25, let me say that again. Juan Soto is only 25 years old. He's younger than Aaron Judge. Why wouldn't he say, I want 42? Why wouldn't he say, hey, I'm younger, I'm more accomplished than Aaron Judge? Maybe not so much running around with home run records and MVPs. I won a World Series. How come Juan Soto can't say, pay me 43, 44, 45? I think that's realistic, and that's coming. Let's keep this in mind. Juan Soto, when he was 23, he told the Nationals, no, I don't want no 15-year, $440 million contract. He said no, and rightfully so, because the way he's going right now, the way he has performed, it looks like Juan Soto is going to make more than that in less time. Must be nice. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Cody is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. What's on your mind, Cody? Listener. Thank you.
Well, it's about the Chargers and Justin Herbert, and mainly their head coaching staff, or, well, just their whole front staff. And I think they just need to, like the one guy, Kelly, I think, said, they just need to wash it out, get rid of it. Because if they actually really cared about Herbert and their team and to perform, Herbert was already hurt long ago with that other middle finger. Like, he's thinking about protecting that middle finger that whole time while playing the game. They should have just put Easton Stick in the first place, let him rest, wouldn't have got hurt again, let Easton Stick play the few games, and then hopefully they won. They already lost the 4 out of 5, so they might as well just let him sit out. And then get healthy, get proper, and they would be in a better spot and position, I believe, right now, knowing where, one, their backup is, and two, Justin Herbert healthy.
Yeah, well, I think it, and thank you, Cody, for calling from Idaho. I don't think Justin Herbert would have sat out if he was healthy enough to go out there and go. And I think second to that, Brandon Staley is probably at this point trying to save his ass. I don't know if this is necessarily going to save him. I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if he still got the boot at the end of the season. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Oceanside, California, and talk to Jeff. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
How are we doing tonight, JR?
Very well. What's up?
So anyway, I just was thinking to myself, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Tiger Woods signed a contract with Nike in 2000 for $100 million. Michael Vick did it in 2004. Those were big deals back then. We're all the way up at this point to $700 million 20 years later. I wanted to get your take. How long, JR, before you think we find an athlete that inks a $1 billion deal?
Well, I mean, at the rate that we're going right now, it might be moving up to, I don't know, maybe it'll be, you know, 5 to 10 years. I think a lot of that will be answered with the current contracts and television deals that people are starting to put together. You know, baseball has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to the salaries because there is no salary cap. We know that the NFL doesn't really go out there and guarantee deals. The NBA, they have a salary cap structure, even though the players are now making, you know, $60 million a year, some of the upper echelon guys. So I don't know. Maybe in 5 to 10 years, if baseball doesn't hit the crap because there's a bubble, you know, maybe there's some baseball player that we've never heard of that might move into that $1 billion range, or it might be an international footballer. I think those are your best bets there.
Interesting points, because that was going to be my follow-up question, was is there a name on the radar that you would know, being in the sports world as deeply as you are, that's a young up-and-comer that might have the potential to reach some kind of contract like that?
Listen, watch some footballer on some team in Europe or maybe even overseas. They'll pluck some kid out of who knows where, and then he's the next phenom, and they're just, we got to lock this guy up for the next 10 years. Let's pay him 100 per. I think that's in the realm of possibility. I mean, before we got to Shohei Ohtani, yes, Messi much, much, much more established, but his last Barcelona deal, if I'm correct, paid him about $674 million. So
you are correct. You are correct.
We got, hey, see, I know what I'm talking about, Jeff. It's all in my brain. We got a ways,
they gave
man.
You
thank
that
you for calling
for some
up.
Reason, huh?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, JR. You take care.
You as well. Paul from Rhode Island, you got to go quick, very quick.
Okay. I'll make it simple. You're an ambassador of the radio station, and you know all these agents. I don't know what happened with Ohtani, but I'll tell you right now. However this money is being distributed, I'm telling you that the Yankees, they're going to be a real contender this year. The fans have had it, and I'm telling you, whether the manager stays or doesn't stay, the Yankees, never mind my Red Sox, they're cheap as a bastard. I'm telling you, the Yankees are going to make they're going to make a scene. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. I don't know what me being an ambassador for the radio station has to deal with knowing agents. But yeah, the Yankees, they should be good offensively. I mean, last season they basically went .500. I think they were two games over. And the Yankees, one thing that they have to figure out right now is starting pitching. And so I'm not going to be so quick to say, oh, man, the Yankees got Juan Soto, and now everything is going to work in their favor. I don't believe that. They need somebody besides Gerrit Cole to be decent enough to throw a ball. Is Rodon going to find Cy Young form? Is Nestor Cortez going to bounce back? I mean, these are some legitimate questions for the Yankees. And then what the hell happens? Are they getting another free agent? That Japanese guy, Yamamoto, I have no idea. Yankees aren't a shoo-in even with Juan Soto. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Zion Williamson. Is he too fat? Don't move.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.